Paul, I was chuckling as you were talking about getting the choir together and, you know, giving you one more week or whatever to do it. And I thought, wow, the verse is perfect for Paula this morning because it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Tell you a little more about it. Let's look at the Hebrew words. What does it mean? Refuge means a shelter or a place of trust. I love that. Because sometimes, you know, we don't think of going into, like they had a tabernacle or a temple to go into, a place of refuge. But we need a place of trust. And God is the place where we can trust. When we go under the shadow of His wing, when we go into His presence, we can trust Him there. And then it says He's a strength, and that means force or security, majesty, even praise. It speaks of boldness, of being loud, of might, and of power. He is our strength. Wow. Yeah, I think He is, isn't He, huh? We aren't our own majesty. We aren't our own security. In fact, when we think we are, what happens? The bottom falls out, right? We can't do it, and then we feel helpless and hopeless. Well, because we've had our hope and our helplessness in the wrong place, we've had it placed in ourselves, when it really needs to be placed in Him. That's where hope is. That's where we can find security and enter into His majesty. It's present, a very present help. That means to come forth, to appear. In other words, He's there. He's there to help us. It means to find, to occur, or to meet, or to be present in. He's not far away. He's right there when we call upon Him. And in trouble. That doesn't just mean big, huge trouble, like a car accident or a death or something like that. It means any time we're in a tight place. It means tightness, any kind of adversity, any kind of affliction, any kind of anguish. Have you ever had anguish over the littlest thing, like not being able to find your reading glasses or anything? He's right there. When that kind of thing happens, we need to just pray. Lift up our voice and pray to Him and say, Jesus, help me find my glasses. You know where they are, and I don't have a clue. Amen. And I can't read my Bible without having them. Then you find them right away. Any kind of distress or any kind of tribulation, whether it be large or small, He's right there. And He wants us to come to Him about the great big things. Yes, absolutely. He wants us to come to Him about the little things, the tightness, the relational issues that we're facing in our life. And we are all facing relational issues many times a week. There's just that little thing that, that's not right. We need to go to Him and get the answers from Him, even on those kinds of things. And then it says, He is a help. And you know what that means? Help. Aid or help. And He's all those things to us. Let's stand. And let's say it out of the living. Out of the message. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need Him. Therefore, I was glad when they said unto me, Amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's go into the presence of the Lord this morning and worship Him for all that He's done.